Evangelizing on the Airwaves, Catholic Radio Indy Expands Local Programming, by Sean Gallagher, published in the March 24, 2006 issue of the Criterion. Having recently completed its second year on the air, Catholic Radio Indy, 89.1 FM, has started to expand its local programming. For much of its young history, the radio station has broadcast programming supplied by the Eternal Word Television Network, EWTN. In the past year, listeners have been able to hear Archbishop Daniel M. Beekline read his weekly column that appears in the Criterion. More recently, Catholic Radio Indy has started its own locally produced half-hour interview show, Faith in Action. It airs live on Tuesday at 4 p.m. and is rebroadcast at 4 p.m. on Thursdays and 7 a.m. on Fridays and Mondays. The first program featured Nativity of Our Lord Jesus Christ parishioner Lucius Newsom of Indianapolis, who oversees the Lord's Pantry, a charitable organization which distributes food to the poor in Marion and Morgan counties. The station plans to air more local programming, said Jim Ganley, Catholic Radio Indy's station manager, who recently spoke about the impact he hopes that it can have on listeners. A lot of the programs on EWTN right now are kind of apologetics-driven, which is important, he said. People want to know more about their faith all the time. But as far as evangelization and reaching out to other people, they want that local, human touch. Whether the shows originate in the Archdiocese or from EWTN, the radio station has had a positive impact on many listeners, according to St. Lawrence parishioner Bob Typen of Indianapolis, the chairman of Catholic Radio Indy's board of directors. I think it's had a very positive impact on a number of people, he said. We've received numerous comments about how it's helped them draw closer to the faith and understand the faith better. Many of those people gathered on March 2nd for a fundraising dinner hosted by the station at Primo North Banquet and Conference Center in Indianapolis. One of those in attendance was Peg Kramer, a member of St. Therese of the Infant Jesus, Little Flower Parish, in Indianapolis. Kramer, who said she started listening to Catholic Radio Indy shortly after it went on the air, spoke about its impact on her life. It certainly has excited me about my faith, she said. I have learned a lot of new things, and it amazes me now when people ask me questions, I usually have answers. At the dinner, Kramer and the others in attendance listened to Servant of God's Love Sister Ann Shields, whose radio show, Food for the Journey, is in its 12th year of production on the Michigan-based Ave Maria radio network. Sister Ann shared excerpts from letters she has received from listeners around the world about how Catholic radio has inspired them to spread the gospel or improve their family life. Speaking to those who support Catholic Radio Indy, Sister Ann told them that they are helping these things happen in central and southern Indiana. That's what you're doing, she said. That's what you're providing. That's what you're making possible. In an indirect way, Catholic radio becomes the spiritual director of many, because they listen and they're looking for help. Typen recognizes the potential for evangelization through the radio station he helped found. He said that local programming will add to that potential. He also noted that Catholic Radio Indy's recent addition of streaming its signal on the Internet can expand its listenership far beyond the reach of its radio signal. The station currently reaches east to west, from just west of Greenfield to just east of Terre Haute, and north to south, from just south of Lafayette to just north of Bloomington. Typen and other station supporters are working hard to secure Catholic Radio Indy for the future. For the last 2 years, they have been leasing the radio station. In the coming months, the group hopes to purchase it. Typen said that the purchase price is approximately $2 million. He said that purchasing the station would significantly reduce Catholic Radio Indy's monthly expenses and allow it to expand its coverage area in Indianapolis, the station would move forward with more local programming, including shows in Spanish, Tuypen said. In the end, though, Tuypen acknowledged that no matter how much work he and other supporters of Catholic Radio Indy put into supporting the station's ministry, it is God who ultimately brings about any results. That's the thing about evangelization. You make the means available, Tuypen said, and it's up to God to do the rest. To listen to Catholic Radio 89.1 FM's online streaming of its programming, log on to www.catholicradioindy.org. For more news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.